I think it's only fitting to read out some names of people who have been so fundamental in getting this wonderful building sorted out. There's been a big team, and so I'd just like to say thanks to these people. Okay, we've already thanked Alan, and my son Ed is there as well. He helped with the plans and the drawings and getting the documents all ready for the faculty. And Paul Seger, thanks ever so much, Paul, for all you've done. Great deal of support. And for Louise, too, you're there representing Carter's. The two guys who I got on very well with here, spent a lot of time with, is Danny, that's Danny Kerry, and Lee McKinnon. They did a super job. They're so gifted and crafted in their ways with lime and ancient products. It's amazing. So they've done a fantastic job. So I thank those two. I think it's also right just to thank James Halsall and James Hall from the Diocesan Advisory Council. They've been so supportive, and Ian Morgan, the Archdeacon as well. They've been very very good to us and been so good whilst we've been trying to dig our way through all the faculty documents and talking with all the historic societies. And it's been a long journey. I've only been part of it towards the end, but there's been several that have been working so hard through it. And also, I just want to pay thanks to Rob Ely. He's not here this morning. Rob and his brother, Dave. Oh, he is there. Good man. I didn't see you. Rob, I can't see beyond a pillar, dear boy. Thank you. Rob's done a fantastic job in this. We've modified a pew. We've been recycling wherever we could in this building. And so there's a fantastic reuse of the old pew that was at the back. And his great dad, his father, was involved in stripping out the pews and getting them recycled into Victorian railway carriages. So that's another story you can have a look at the back of the church in the books there. I'd also like to thank Phil Sharples. You're there, Phil. Phil, for all your work together with Rob. Rob, is he here? No, son is, though. Take that for you. And also to Andy, you're sitting there as well, Andy and John. Thanks, John, as well, for all your hard work there. There's so much that's gone in the floors here, and at the end of this job, it was a maze of cables and wires. You wouldn't believe it. But it's all gone in nice and neatly, so thanks, guys, for all of your work there. We also had to thank Adrian Gardner from the PA Super Centre, and Peter Foy, too. He'd just given us these superb monitors here, and it's made my life so much easier. I can sing and read from the back now, all the words, without staring at the floor here. Fantastic. So thanks, guys, as well. Wayne is here. Woo! Wayne, he is. Give your dad a whoop. Wayne has done a fantastic job, dear boy, for painting all the walls, touching it all up, making it really look good. And Rick, you're there too, I know, Rick. Rick Carver, where are you, Rick? He's over there. Rick, thank you so much, dear boy, for painting and decorating all the walls. You've been lime plastering, filling all the gaps up. Thanks ever so much for that too. And we mustn't forget Ross, you're there as well, mate. You've helped your dad doing all that painting. I'm reading off this list because I desperately don't want to miss anybody out. You'll understand that. And then finally, there's the team that's been together here. Nick, Ruth, Andrew, Toby, John, you're there. And also to our treasurer, Gareth, who stepped in. Fantastic job done, guys. A real good team working together. And finally, I just want to thank everyone who turned up on that Saturday morning, who just sort of put the top polish on all of this. I'd never seen so many people just diving in on that Saturday morning. You know who you are, and thanks so much for what you've done there too, and for making it look such a great job, really. But personally, I just want to say one more thing. Is Jim Beckley here? I don't know whether Jim is here.
He's not here.
Cycling in France. Oh, Belgium. If it wasn't for Jim, I don't think I'd be here at all, because it was Jim who came around one Friday evening and said, "Diz, I think God wants you to be a church warden." And I said, absolutely no. And I don't want to do that sort of job. But anyway, God led me into this through a very extraordinary encounter with a nurse in Ipswich Hospital who said, the very first word she said to me, when she looked at my notes, she said, "Norman Deacon, church warden." And I took that as a, oh, right, okay, Lord, I think that's what, I think that's called guidance, isn't it? And anyway, and she reminded me that my dad was Norman Deacon in Felixstowe, St. Mary's at Walton in Felixstowe. And would you believe it, at the same time, round about my age as well, he stripped all the pews out of St. Mary's Church. So James Housel joked and said, I think there's something in the deacon gene that likes to rip churches apart. But anyway, thanks ever so much for everyone and for listening. Thank you.